under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. It's Trucker Randy. I apologize for the slight delay. We were in a discussion on a phone call with a new candidate that's running, and we're going to have him on in the third hour. It's going to be a great show today. You're listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2024. Question is, what are you going to do with your sweetie today? Are you going to do anything at all? Or is this just another normal hump day Wednesday? Go to work, come home, have dinner, spend some time with the kids. If you don't have kids, spend some time with your dog. And then maybe are you going to do something special? You're going to go out to a movie. What are you guys going to do? The other question, do people buy flowers anymore? That's the question. Are you going to get flowers for your sweetie? So if you're going to buy flowers, or you're going to go out to a movie, or better yet, go out to dinner, that way nobody has to cook. Text me a why. But if you're not going to do any of that, anything special today, no flowers, no dinner, no movie, text me an N. So why, if you're going to do one of those three things, and if you're not going to do any of those three, just another normal day for N normal. Yes, something special. Let's do an unscientific poll here before Dr. Jeff comes on. We are going to have Dr. Jeff in the house. Greg says he's taking her to Tim Hortons. Excellent, excellent. Now, have they improved? Have they gotten a bigger menu, like where they're like a full-blown restaurant now? Or is it just coffee and donuts? Because I know they've been doing different things. So, Tom Curtis, the gun doctor. No, just a normal day. Been married to Miss Karen long enough. Not going to do anything special. Looking forward to seeing you guys right after the show. We're going to be heading up, Miss Vicky and I. And, yeah, we're excited. We've got a great day. Great, lots of plans. We're going to Curtis Gunsmithing to pick up Miss Vicky's new rifle, and looking forward to that. A Ruger, another Ruger in the house there, a 10/22 long rifle. Just for those of you listening, she's going to be taught how to shoot with iron sights. I'm not going to let her use a scope. I want her to be able to pull it up, point it, and squeeze the trigger. Then we're going to head up to Dunham's in Sheboygan. Thanks to Dar and George, we found out about these BPA-free 7-gallon water jugs. We're going to get 8 of those bad boys. And then we're going to go visit John and Jamie Davis over at MAGA Water. $5 for 5 gallons. We're going to fill up those tanks and bring them home, and we are going to start drinking MAGA Water. And after MAGA Water, we're going to head down to the Iron Pig at 5 o'clock. We got a business meeting. And there, I'm going to take Miss Vicky out to dinner at the Iron Pig. So that's our day. So I'm a yes, taking her out to dinner. Let me know your thoughts. N for normal, or yes, you're going out to dinner, movie, or flowers. Dr. Jeff in the house. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show on this Valentine's Day, February 14th. Joining us as usual in this segment, Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, the question, the unscientific poll I'm getting answers to right now is you have flowers, you have dinner, and you have a movie. Are you doing any of those three things, yes or no, with your wife for Valentine's Day tonight?
Yes, one of the three things.
One of the three.
Well, maybe two.
Maybe two. Okay, so let's say flowers, now that I reminded you, and you're taking her out to dinner.
Yes. Actually, no, I ordered the flowers earlier, so.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so flowers and then maybe dinner tonight.
Yep.
Okay, so. good. Yeah, see, Officer Rick Nieper, our buddy down in Livingston County, says, no, I would never do anything because my wife never wants anything. Rick, I'm going to tell you, somebody's been married 40 years this August. And by the way, Tom and Karen Curtis Gunsmithing, you just heard the commercial. They went out to a really nice dinner last week celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. I didn't know the big 5-0 was last week. So congratulations, guys. But Rick, ignore what your wife says. You need to go to Myers or any florist in the area, buy some flowers and bring it home. Trust me, brother, you'll have a lot happier marriage. Do you agree with me, Dr. Jeff?
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest thing. What do you want? Nothing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. She never wants anything. And you honestly believe that, you lazy son of a gun, you. So, hey, Jeff, got a question for you because the weather's changing. They're saying we might supposedly have an El Nino coming, but now they're changing the forecast on that. The 11-day out is saying we might be as high as 50, 60 downstate this coming week, Monday, Tuesday. And then they're saying that we could get hit with some colder weather, but everybody's outside walking the dogs, doing different things. And I wanted to talk to you about a spring health check. Something mm-hmm. that I think that, you know, we just had Mr. Snoopip up to visit with you, and you were able to jab him with all of his shots necessary, needed, updating rabies and all of it. But isn't that something that everybody should consider thinking about come spring? Is that the best time to get the animals in and get them looked over, especially after weight gain through the winter?
Yeah, that's usually a good time to do it, to get them in. It's kind of become not as quite seasonal as it used to be with like heartworm and things like that. Right now, we just do our heartworm tests throughout the year.
Sure.
And historically, the reason why that you had to be, and you'll still see this every once in a while, where let's say you have to have a negative heartworm test in order to start the dogs on heartworm preventative. Okay. And that was true 40 years ago or something like that, when we used to have a product. The first heartworm prevention product that came out was called Flarabit. It was a compound, it was called diethyl carbamazine, and you had to give it every day, okay? But if you had a dog that was positive for heartworms and you gave it this the Flarabit, yeah, it killed the heartworms, but it probably also killed the dog, too.
Whoa.
So that's why way back then there you had all these warnings like, do not start this until we know that your dog is heartworm negative. Okay.
Sure.
Well, fast forward 40 years. Now we're using different compounds. We're using safer compounds. We're using the monthly compounds and things like that. And it's actually to the point that if I have a dog that I cannot give the preventative to, or the heartworm treatment to, because of age or whatever, and the heartworm treatment actually is an arsenic containing compound. You're trying to give enough arsenic to the dog to kill the worms without killing the dog. So this is still a situation where prevention is far better than treatment. But for some reason I have a dog that we can't do that with. We put them on year-round heartworm prevention. Okay, because it's a different compound than that. It's safer. You can give it to a positive dog. So it's not as critical to have a negative test before starting your prevention.
Okay.
So and that makes sense.
Yeah, and because now the medication itself for heartworm has changed so mm-hmm. dramatically, you're saying, so now it's not a situation where – I think it used to be in the fall or the winter, whenever it was, you'd have to do the test, confirm mm-hmm. they were negative, and then give them the one-time application.
Yeah. Yep. So now we're doing it. And then even up here, too, is we don't have, I mean, honestly, although with the weather changing like this, but we don't have as much heartworm as they do like downstate or, you know, the further south you go.
Why is that?
Because the heartworm parasite has to go through a life cycle in a mosquito. Okay.
Okay.
And how long it takes that larva to develop in the mosquito is dependent on temperature. You have to have a certain number of days over 50 degrees, and I'm actually just brain farted what exactly the
right date is.
But anyway, you have to have a certain number. You have to be warm enough for long enough in order to transmit. Okay. Obviously, the further south you go, the warmer it stays longer. U.S., the line I've kind of noticed is kind of like right around U.S. 10 Cadillac area, M55. North of that, when I lived in Cadillac, you started to see a drop in the number. Now, it can still happen, and you still should be on prevention, okay? Mm-hmm. But the further north you get, the less issue heartworm is becoming. You get down south, especially when I worked in Battle Creek, you either had dogs that were on heartworm prevention or dogs that had heartworm disease, pretty much. It was just so prevalent down here. Now, so what we do test for up here is we actually run what's called a 4DX test. And what this does, it tests for heartworm disease, but it also tests for Lyme disease and anaplasmosis and ehrlichiosis, and those are three tick-borne diseases. And we got ticks. Ticks now. People are picking ticks now off their dogs. So I would actually tell everybody, I would
start already
tick now.
Yep. Already. Wow. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and that's interesting because, like, when we had Mr. Snoop up there and you did the blood, you know, draw, you did everything that you did in the vaccinations, but it was amazing because the amount of time spent there wasn't that long. And these checkups, they call you, you know, depending on your schedule and number of vets, docs in the hospital, you guys can actually get through these spring checkups and these vaccinations pretty quickly.
Yeah, yep, pretty quickly. I mean, you know, we sit and look at the dog and, you know, check under the hood and up the tailpipe and whatnot. And, you know, but then answer any questions. You know, I like to, you know, when I'm doing this and I always like to, when I'm in, you know, I'm busy and as you can see, sometimes you're bopping from room to room and things like that. But when I'm in that room, I'll focus on that client. Okay.
Right.
And I want to make sure. So if you got questions, you know, just like they tell you when you go to your doctor, because the doctors, MDs, they kind of do the same thing. They kind of density schedule them, especially ones that work for like hospitals and things like that.
Sure.
You know, don't be afraid. You know, when you're in there, you're buying my time and you're buying my expertise for however long it takes to answer all your questions.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. It was a great visit. And you answered a lot of questions. Got to know Mr. Snoop because.
Yep.
Normally, he's shaken to death for anybody new is coming around him, but he laid down at Miss Vicky's feet and dang near went to sleep when you were examining him. So yep. It was great. Yep. So. Now, one question I did get, do you recommend with the spring checkup, I just got a text, should we also plan on a dental cleaning at the same time, or is that something that needs to be separate?
That would be separate because that's going to be we have to knock them out for that. There's going to be an anesthesia event because they're not going to lay there and open their mouth, you know, so we can get in there. But we can set those up at that time and, you know, get a look at the mouth. And then depending on how bad the mouth is where we're going to put you on the schedule. So, you know, sometimes it's not too bad. All right, we might push you out a little bit farther because, you know, the mouth isn't bad.
Right.
But if you get some of them that are just bad and you have to treat it more like a, not just a dental cleaning, we're actually treating disease at this point. I like to get those guys in a lot earlier. Okay.
Yeah.
And or at least get started on some antibiotics, start getting the infection tamped down, you know, so that we have a better environment to actually get into the mouth to actually do when we do the dental procedure.
Right. Because that sometimes, like you say, you like you did with Mr. Snoop, you know, you lifted the lips, you looked at the teeth, you told us about that one chipped tooth.
Yep.
But right then you're seeing maybe infection in the gum, and then you're going, wait a minute, I can't even do a cleaning at this point. You need them on antibiotics to get rid of the infection.
Yep. Or at least get it tamped down, okay, or at least quiet the fire. Usually when you start dealing with gingivitis and infections and deep pockets and things like that, you can get them on antibiotic and you can get it under control, but you'll never completely get rid of it. Like, you know, if you had like a cut or an abscess or an infection, when you go on antibiotics, 10 days, boom, okay, now everything's healed up.
Right.
And there also is some protocols. I do have some dogs. Sometimes we'll wind up with some of these older dogs, like 14, 15, 16 poodles and whatnot, with bad hearts. And to go ahead, and the teeth are just, you know, hideous. And we really can't, because you got to do that balance. Okay, what's my risk-to-benefit ratio here? Well, sure. If the risk of the anesthesia, because now I've got a 15-year-old poodle with heart failure, you know, it's...
You knock them out for a dental cleaning, they may not come back.
Oh, yeah. So what I will do then is start putting on what they call pulse therapy antibiotics. So what we do is out of a month, you're on for like a week to 10 days out of a month on antibiotic. So do it for 10 days, and then you're off for 20, and then you do it for 10, off for 20 or something like that. And what that does, and you don't want to give them every day, because if you give an antibiotic every day, then you really are likely to develop some kind of resistance. But if you kind of hit it and then back off, and then hit it and back off, hit it, back off, and then we have them usually try to brush teeth and do some oral stuff too. But that will help keep that fire tamped down. I mean, it's... Mm. You know, and so that's another way we can go about doing it, you know, especially, like I said, in animals that for whatever reason I really don't want to knock out, you know.
Sure. Absolutely. Yep. Well, one thing, I got a text message here that they are feeding their dogs bones for snacks, for treats when they go outside, come back. The greenies that you offer there at the mm-hmm. Sioux Animal Hospital and others that people find, Costco, wherever, how often should they give a greenie is the question they just texted me.
Oh, you could do it daily. You know, they've actually changed. When they first came out, they had a problem where dogs would bite off chunks of it and it wouldn't dissolve in the stomach. So, of course, this is, I'm talking, well, wow, how long have greenies been out? Almost 20 years now, I think.
Yeah, 20, 30, yeah.
They've changed it. So now it's safe. Yeah, you could do one a day if you wanted to.
Okay, give it kind of like, here, go brush your teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Gotcha. All right, any other questions for Dr. Jeff? Send them to me real quick here. Hours of operation, now that we're heading back to spring and summer, what are you looking at?
We're still same thing, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And yep. Not, at this point in time, not able to take emergency situations on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, like I said, because of staffing issues and things like that, and you know the fact that I'm not Superman. right now we're still on on that schedule. Utilizing sure. the emergency clinic that's in Traverse City is yep. a bit of a drive, but they are actually a staffed emergency clinic there. I do maybe have. I don't know, I'll kind of put a little teaser out there. Maybe I'm kind of working and we might be able to develop something here, hopefully in the next year or two, okay. because it is very frustrating for us too.
Sure.
But the other side of that coin is you even think you're having a problem, call me. Okay.
Okay.
Call me during the day. We will get yep. you in. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, I got another quick one real quick. Our farmer down in Onaway, wanted to know what it is for a farm call below the bridge, if a minimum travel charge applies.
It kind of depends on how far down below the bridge and
on a way. Yep.
That
Indian River, make
Indian
a,
River
make
area.
East. Yeah.
Yep. Would be, oh, I'm trying to remember here now. I don't have my thing pulled.
Well,
up.
You know what? Think about it.
Yeah.
Text me and I'll announce it on the radio for you.
Jerry. Yep.
All right. Hey, folks, store the phone number in your phone, 906 in Sault Ste. Marie, 635-5910. Text me SAH, and I'll text you back the clickable link. Thanks, Dr. Jeff.